former NFL player sentenced to over 16 years in prison for $197 million Medicare fraud. Texas Border Business, U.S. Department of Justice. A former NFL player who owned a marketing company and was the beneficial owner of eight durable medical equipment, DME, companies was sentenced yesterday to 196 months in prison for his role in a years-long scheme to bilk Medicare and the Civilian Health and Medical Program of the Department of Veterans Affairs, CHAMPFA, out of nearly $200 million by selling patient information and sham doctor's orders for orthotic braces that patients did not want or need. In addition to the prison sentence, the defendant, Joel Rufus French, 47, of Armory, Mississippi, was ordered to pay $110,753,619 in restitution and to forfeit approximately $17 million that the government seized from bank accounts and other assets. Fueled by lies, bribes, and overseas telemarketers, this corrupt scheme preyed on senior citizens and disabled veterans to flood the country with unnecessary medical devices, and then billed the taxpayer for it, said Assistant Attorney General Colin M. McDonald of the Justice Department's National Fraud Enforcement Division. Today's sentence makes clear that if you target America's elderly, sick, or vulnerable, and rob America's purse doing so, you will be targeted and brought to justice. The defendant orchestrated a brazen, years-long scheme that preyed on elderly patients and the families of disabled and deceased veterans to steal millions from Medicare and CHAMPFA, said Acting Deputy Inspector General for Investigations Scott J. Lampert of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General, HHSOIG. By hiding behind overseas call centers, sham telemedicine companies, and straw-owned DME suppliers, he exploited some of the most vulnerable people these programs were created to protect. This lengthy sentence underscores the seriousness of his crimes and sends a clear message. HHSOIG and our law enforcement partners remain steadfast in safeguarding taxpayer-funded programs and ensuring those who seek to defraud them will be found, stopped, and held accountable. Schemes such as these compromise the integrity of the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, programs and services and divert funds from our nation's deserving veterans and their families, said Acting Special Agent in Charge Greg Wentz of the VA Office of Inspector General, VAOIG, Southeast Field Office. The VAOIG will continue to work with our law enforcement partners to root out fraudsters and hold them accountable. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, French worked with overseas telemarketing call centers that pressured elderly Americans to provide their personal and health insurance information and agree to accept medically unnecessary orthotic braces. In certain instances, the call centers altered call recordings to make it seem like Medicare patients agreed to the braces when they did not. French paid sham telemedicine companies kickbacks to obtain signed doctor's orders from doctors and nurse practitioners who never examined, and often never even spoke to, the patients. He sold the orders to marketers and medical supply companies, which then submitted claims to Medicare. French also defrauded Medicare and CHAMPFA, the healthcare program for spouses and children of veterans who have or had a permanent and total service-connected disability or who died from a service-connected condition, by billing the programs for orthotic braces through eight DME supply companies that he owned and managed, using straw owners and false documents to hide his connection to the companies from Medicare. French also laundered approximately $225,000 in cash from a bank in Mississippi, over $10,000 of which was placed in a bag and driven to Orlando to pay accomplices who sold him beneficiaries' personal and insurance information. After a six-day jury trial ending in February, French was convicted of conspiracy to commit health care fraud and wire fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and conspiracy to offer, pay, solicit, and receive kickbacks. HHSOIG, FBI, and VAOIG investigated the case. Acting Assistant Chief Catherine Wagner and trial attorney William Hochul III of the Criminal Division's Fraud Section prosecuted the case. On April 7, the Department of Justice announced the creation of the Fraud Division. The Fraud Division is laser-focused on investigating and prosecuting those who commit fraud against the American people. The department's work to combat fraud supports President Trump's task force to eliminate fraud, a whole-of-government effort chaired by Vice President J.D. Vance to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse within federal benefit programs. The Department of Justice's Healthcare Fraud Strike Force program, currently comprised of 9 strike forces operating in federal districts across the country, has charged more than 6,200 defendants who collectively billed federal healthcare programs and private insurers more than $45 billion since 2007. In addition, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, working in conjunction with the Office of the Inspector General for the Department of Health and Human Services, are taking steps to hold providers accountable for their involvement in healthcare fraud schemes. More information can be found at www.justice.gov/criminal-fraud/health-care-fraud-unit. Updated May 8, 2026.